Grind up some greasy coffee beans. Columbia Dark Supreme. My heart beats fast and my eyes are wide. Make me toss and turn all night.
Welcome to episode 139 of Grits to Glitz, the podcast that asks the question, so how's my husband?
Greasy coffee beans.
Good.
Ah, greasy coffee beans. Make me feel so extreme.
Is he behaving himself?
No, he's not.
Whoa.
Yeah, and that's the way, we like it.
I sent him off from Sin City back to the sweet, soft hills of Tennessee.
And boy, has he been cutting a wide swath ever since.
My heavens.
You know, we don't get those big city boys too often.
Did you give him some greasy coffee beans?
No, Paul doesn't drink coffee, but we did take him to dinner tonight.
Uh-huh.
Oh, it was so much fun. It was so much fun because Paul started telling stories.
Oh,
and you know Paul's stories.
You can't stop him once he starts.
And he was talking about his crazy history teacher, and we were having such a good time. I was surprised when a guy two booths away offered up the name of his own crazy history teacher at his high school.
Paul was entertaining the whole room.
Well, it was an almost, listen to me clunking around things here around here. It was an almost empty restaurant. It's not like he was being obnoxious. It was a very pleasant evening. It's just that they were offering up their crazy history teacher too.
Oh, and by the way, this is
that kind of day.
It's not our show, but how much do we love an almost empty restaurant?
Oh, so love that.
So much.
Oh, I so love that. Our waitress was fabulous. She was, how do I put this? She was not a teenager. She was not a 20-something. This was a woman who's been a waitress most of her life.
Uh-huh.
And she was extremely experienced. And she figured out our table very quickly. Very, very quickly. She was like, oh, that's the fun bunch. So when she was bringing drinks to the table, she put Wesley's drink down in front of him. Wesley had a double shot of whiskey,
ooh,
I think. And she said, you're so lucky that I made it to the table with this because that's my drink. It was that kind of evening. It was great.
I'm jealous.
So thanks for letting me borrow your husband.
Well, you know, when he's here, he's just kind of quiet and reserved and wallflower. And
he's party town here.
Yeah, well, he's not. I'm lying anyway.
Oh, it was so much fun. And I'm going to get to see him again tomorrow. So thanks for sending your husband for several days. That's
fine. Dang.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you.
Well, he's just
so
there.
Thoughtful.
He's just there taking care of some family business, visiting his mama. And so thank you for taking care of him. Did he have his shoes tied and
he looked very presentable.
Did he wash his neck?
Yes, he had his shoes tied, clean shirt. He had washed his face.
Oh,
I think
good.
He had shaved.
Good.
I'm not sure.
Oh, I'm so glad to hear it. I, in the meantime, am holding down the fort and keeping the dogs from killing each other most of the time.
How's that working out?
Yeah.
Yeah, we know how that goes.
Right now, they're locked away in another room, and so I'm just listening. And I told them, you know, before we started up recording, it's don't make me come down there. And as far as I can tell, they've been being good.
Good dogs. Good dogs.
The birds are always good.
Yes, the birds are always great.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, actually, this reminds me of one of the voicemails that we got this week. Hi, Lynn.
Hey, Lynn.
Sorry that Cosmo's not talking now, but it's dark and he's covered up for the night.
Lynn, by the way, though, I wanted to say something about the voicemail that she left, and I didn't have it queued up and ready to go, but she said that the Chinese restaurant at the Gold Coast is Ping Pang Pong. So now I know what order those things go in. And I also, it's funny, because it was coincidental that we got that voicemail because I went by a billboard today. I was in Chinatown driving up Spring Mountain Road here in Las Vegas, and there's this area that's just full of restaurants and stores, and there's a big billboard that says Ping Pang Pong voted best Chinese restaurant in Las Vegas. And I thought, oh, rub it in, why don't you?
Wow. Well, you know, they deserve it. If Steve Freese of the Strip Podcast, who spent years in China, mm-hmm. says that it's the best Chinese food in town, he really knows what he's talking about.
He's had some Chinese food. And, well, I even without an expertise in Chinese food, I can tell you it was just dang tasty. I don't know That's how cool. authentic. I can't tell you about that, but I know it was tasty.
So, did we do any of our business stuff at the top of the show?
No, we didn't. I tried to kind of lead into it with the greasy coffee beans, but we got carried away talking about this.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
That's okay. That was Robert Morgan Fisher with Greasy Coffee Beans at the top of the show from the PodSafe Music Network. And
you're Amy.
I'm Amy. I'm in Las Vegas.
And I'm Bay, and I'm in East Tennessee, and I'm sorry I threw everything off. You can call us and complain at 206-309-7232.
Or send
That's our voicemail.
Yes, yeah, send your letters of complaint to Bay or Amy at gritstoglitz.com. You notice how I changed that up? I always say Amy or Bay.
Oh, yeah, that was really, that really worked well.
I gave you top billing.
Thank you so much.
You're so welcome.
I get to hang out with Paul and get top billing. It's a banner week. I got to go.
It is. It is good. Dang.
Okay. So the other big topic this week is I was bad. But I wasn't really, really bad. I was just a little bit bad. And it felt really good.
My husband came to town and you turned bad.
Sorry, I was bad before your husband got to town.
He wasn't a bad influence?
No, he was not. He was not a bad influence. The economy stinks. Everybody knows the economy stinks. And I have been on a shopping moratorium. Wait, did I just use that word correctly?
Moratorium? I think so.
Okay. I haven't been shopping for a while. I try not to buy unnecessary things. And I've done really well. Because
that's a good policy anyway.
It's a good policy anyway. But I snapped. I couldn't stand it anymore. And I went out and I bought useful things. I bought organizational things. You know those baskets that are like covered with liners and pretty things like that?
Yeah. You like the Longaberger type baskets with a fabric liner?
It's like that, except these are the cheap versions that you can get at Sears and Kohl's and JCPenney and practically every place under the sun now.
I'm all in favor of that.
Oh, I so love those pretty little organizational things. Because it gets your clutter out of sight and into something pretty.
Yes.
So I had a lot of clutter. I had a lot of clutter, especially in the craft room. Oh, I collect clutter back in the craft room.
Did you actually weed through the clutter and remove things that were just not useful, or did you pick it up and put it in the box?
I picked it. Well, everything, I got things with drawers and sections. So everything has a drawer or a section for itself. And I labeled the drawers. And I found while I was organizing that if you can't put a succinct 2-word label on a drawer, then it's not organized.
Ooh.
So I now, got see, lots that's of like things a, all organized.
You should write a magazine article. That is a wonderful tip.
If you can't name it something pithy, it's not finished.
Oh, don't get pithy with me.
I so love the word pithy. So I felt a little bit guilty because I really wasn't supposed to be buying stuff. I mean, if I were truly crafty, I would be building drawer units of my own with old cardboard boxes.
Oh, no. Forget
right?
that.
Yeah. I couldn't do it. I just could not do it. So I bought things and I felt a little bit bad. But then I thought, you know, this isn't as bad as I could be.
Did your husband forgive you for these purchases?
I don't know if he's even noticed yet.
You didn't tell him?
Well, he was working a lot, so I don't know.
Well, if you don't get chastised by your husband, I'd say you haven't been bad.
You know, you're right. So I'll have to test that theory and give you a report next week.
There's
what do
another
you buy
rule
when
of
you're
thumb.
A little bit bad?
Wine.
How can we fuss at you over wine? Oh, well, actually, drinking and driving, we could fuss a lot.
Well, I don't do the driving, though. I just do the drinking.
Okay.
I'm trying to think what else. I used to buy lots and lots of little stuff. And I don't know about you, but at some point I was sitting in my living room and I started looking around and thinking, that was $10. That was $20. That was another $10. That was $5.50. And you start adding it up and you go, I spent a bunch of money on lots of little trinkets and things that I don't need. And I've tried to refrain from buying those kinds of things.
Right.
And I've also, I guess it's just a sign of old age that I've come to the point where I'm going, I don't need any more things. If I'm going to spend money, I'm going to spend money on experiences.
Vacations. And that's the stuff you really take with you to the end of your life.
Well, yeah. And they don't take up room in my house.
That's true. And they don't collect dust.
Right.
And my things don't collect dust anymore either because they're packed away into drawers and boxes and sections.
Yay, because you got organized. See, I don't think, Bae, you're going to have to work a lot harder at being bad. That wasn't bad. You weren't bad. When you buy practical organizing things and you use them, see, that would have been bad if you had bought them and then left them.
In the garage.
Yes.
Yeah, that
then
would
that
bad.
Would have been bad. But you put them to use. So you were actually
you
virtuous.
Better? Thank you. I didn't realize. I felt a little bit guilty, but then I got over it. Because it just felt so good to buy something. Oh, I'm so spoiled.
Well, let me ask you this. Have you, talking about experiences, have you seen any good movies lately?
Oh, okay. I don't know if you can call it a good movie, but I saw a movie I enjoyed. And
entertaining.
That goes a long way. Yes, I was entertained. And the funny thing is, you saw it in the theaters last summer and told me to go see it. Grindhouse?
Yes.
Which did not do all that well at the box office and did very badly with the critics. So why on earth would sweet little Southern chicks like you and me, why would we like Grindhouse?
There's a whole big story about Tennessee.
Oh, there is. Yes. Although it looks an awful lot like California to me.
Yes, a lot of locations mentioned in movies look like California.
That's true. Like Las Vegas on TV looks a lot like California.
Yes, alleys and basements and shrubberies and things that I haven't noticed around Las Vegas. They appear in CSI.
Right. Anyway, Grindhouse, you said you liked it. This was the Quentin Tarantino and some other guy got together and made a schlock exploitation mock film, like from the 70s.
I remember those. I used to go to those in the cheap theaters in Covington, Georgia.
Really?
Yes.
You were older than I was. I never really saw much of those until they were being rerun on Channel 17, which turned into WTBS.
TBS, right. Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know. There's just something about this. It's so tongue in cheek. It's so Pulp Fiction. It's so over the top, unrealistic, grainy, scratched up with the audio getting off every once in a while. It's crazy that anyone would make a movie that's imperfect in this digital age.
But the thing is, it was full of things that I had completely forgotten. All of those spliced together things and where the sound got off. And you go, oh my gosh, that is how it was. That is
yes.
how it was in the theaters.
Yes, 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 yes. That's exactly how it was. And the music and the very mediocre scripts and the gore and gratuitous sex and violence. And just, it was so... You know, it was an homage to an era that's gone, completely gone. And I loved it. I'm sorry. I keep apologizing because I know this takes me down several pegs in some people's estimation because I'm supposed to have taste.
Well, hey, I'm right there with you. I enjoyed the heck out of it for what it was, because it was so tongue-in-cheek.
And so crazy.
And it did take me back to those old films. And it was just plain old entertaining.
It was. It was very entertaining, and I laugh out loud at so many parts. And here's the other thing. Do you remember the song that closed the double feature? It was the last song after Death Proof.
So it was when the girls were outside the car.
A little bit of a spoiler there. The song that comes on is a very distinctive sound, and I love the lyrics. I mean, just immediately I glommed onto the lyrics because it says, "Hang up your chick habit. Hang it up, daddy-o." I love that. It's just so cheeky.
Now, what does that mean to you? Hang up your habit of needing chicks?
Yes. Stop abusing chicks. And I don't mean abuse in a bad way. Just, you know, stop running through the chicks. You got to get over yourself. Find one chick. I don't know. I haven't heard all the lyrics. But it's an example of April March's music. Her name, I love that. April March. And that's so perfect for Grindhouse because it's just a ridiculous name. And she does French yee-yee music.
Yee-yee.
Yee-yee. And they haven't done that since the 1960s in France.
Is there a sisterhood? The yee-yee sister? Never mind.
Oh, that was bad. That was almost as bad as the movie. I'm really enjoying it. So thank you for telling me to see it.
It was just fun. It was fun. I think my favorite part was all the little promos and
those
advertisements.
Filthy promos.
These days, now I guess maybe I'd have to get the DVD. Is there Grindhouse the way it was shown in the movies or in the theaters, or have they released it as the two separate movies?
As far as I know, Amy, there are three different versions, and I mean three. There's one version that is Grindhouse, and it's both movies with all of the promos in between, the coming attractions. And then there's Planet Terror and, separately, Death Proof. And Planet Terror and Death Proof are extended versions. I can't really recommend those because there's a good reason to edit.
Ooh, well, when they said missing reel, because in the theater there were places where they said missing reel, and then it would just skip forward in the action.
Well, it still does that, and even in the extended version. The problem that we have with the extended version, and this is both me and my husband, the conversation goes on too long. They should have, you know, to keep the action going, they needed to cut dialogue. And they didn't in the extended version. They just let these people ramble on forever. And it does get boring.
So you're recommending just Grindhouse, the one with the
theatrical version. Yeah.
Yeah. It was a good, you know, you got your money's worth in the theater. You got to see a lot of movie.
Yep.
And multiple.
Definitely get your money's worth on a DVD. So I feel bad about even recommending that, but hey, man, it was good.
It was good. Now I have a health question.
Oh no!
How's your because you talked about falling head over heels in public?
It was another voicemail we got. We got a voicemail from Malia. Hi, Malia.
Hey, Malia.
My knee that was so scraped up, and that was the most painful thing for 3 days, 3 or 4 days. That's getting better. But remember, I twisted my ankle.
Yeah.
It's getting worse and worse and worse.
Oh,
and
bae.
Worse. It is really hurting, and I'm going to have to go to the doctor.
Oh, that stinks.
I have no idea. If I've broken my foot and I have to wear the ugly shoe, I'm not leaving the house.
Crocs don't do?
I can't imagine that Crocs are stable enough, that they hold the foot still enough.
Have you put like an ace bandage on your ankle? Is it the ankle itself or is it the foot?
I haven't tried the ace bandage. I should try that.
Okay.
But it feels like it's on the bottom, not in the ankle part. And then a friend of mine said, oh, there are so many moving parts in there. Go to the doctor. I don't know anything. It's an ankle.
Yeah.
But if I have to wear the ugly shoe, I'm not leaving the house. I'm not.
Get out the hot glue gun and some some Swarovski.
I can bedazzle it. Woo! Oh no!
Paint kitty cats on it or something. I don't know. Well, I had one other piece of news that I wanted to talk about just briefly because it's current events, and that is that yesterday, the 16th, I went to Podcastapalooza.
Oh, yes.
Wherein 500 by Midnight and the Strip Podcast and the Vegas Gang all did abbreviated versions of their shows. And I just wanted to say that, and for those who don't watch Project Runway, you might not get this reference, but Carrot Top could give Michael Kors a run for his money in the tanning.
Really?
Blaine looks like a sheet compared to Carrot Top.
Wow, who knew that Carrot Top was into self-tanning? Was it tanning or the spray-on tan?
I think it was a spray-on tan because it was mighty, mighty orange. You know the color of the concentrated butter that they put on popcorn? When you see it and it's not on the popcorn, like at the movie theater, I guess I've got movie theaters on the brain, and how orange it is, that's about the color he was.
Wow, that's seriously orange.
He was very orange.
He takes his name, Carrot Top, very seriously.
Carrot Top, Carrot Bottom, Carrot Very Large Bulging Biceps. and Steve Freese, who is a serious journalist and knows how to ask the difficult questions, I swear, he was sitting 2 feet away from this man who's like the Incredible Hulk. If you just shred his clothes, he's going to look like, he's the wrong color. He's orange instead of green. But,
right.
And Steve is sitting there going, so, everybody on the internet says you're awful. What do you think about that?
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, not in so many words.
I love Steve Freese. I love him.
I have to say this, actually. I think he covered something. He took a difficult situation and turned it into kind of a positive, because they do a poll on the Strip Podcast every couple of weeks. And a couple of months or so ago, they asked the question, what's the best comedy act on the Strip? And they gave this batch of performers. And then they asked, what's the worst comedy act on the Strip? And poor planning, he did this just as he was going to interview Carrot Top. And guess who wound up at the top of the poll?
The top of the bottom poll.
The top of the bottom poll. The worst act in Vegas. Carrot Top.
Yeah.
Now, Roseanne Barr was close on his heels. But the thing is, Steve took that and he asked the question, we did both of these polls and you wound up at or near the top of both of them. And I thought, that's a good way to get out of that without saying, again, gee, everybody hates you.
Steve's smart.
He is smart.
And the rest of, Steve's smart and Miles is smart. And how are the rest of the people at Podcastapalooza?
It was a good crowd. I think a lot of people were there for 500 by Midnight because that is the podcast about the Vegas tourist experience, going and playing the slots and drinking the drinks and, just having fun in Las Vegas. So those are the kind of people that came out to the Palms. Did I answer the question? What was your question?
I asked how the rest of it was, and that makes sense. I don't have anything against 500. Everyone loves them. I think they're really good for what they do. It's more like, it would be the sort of thing that I would listen to for Disney World, because I'm such a Disney freak.
Right. Yes. Whereas if there were somebody who did, it's not the same thing. No, I was going to say, if there were somebody who did a podcast about the business of Orlando tourism,
I wouldn't listen to that. I would not tune into the business of Orlando tourism. I would. There aren't as many celebrities in Orlando, so I can't say that there's any podcast that equates to Steve and Miles's podcast.
Of course, everybody knows it's our favorite podcast because it does have personalities from all over the spectrum in the entertainment world and the business world. And I guess this is just turning into a love fest, isn't it?
It is, but it's also interesting because it's Las Vegas from a resident's perspective. It's intelligent Las Vegas from a resident's perspective.
Yes, and from a rather literate perspective, I might add. Like Wayne's World.
Oh, if only we could have special effects.
Yes.
Yum, bump, bump. Yeah, we're back.
This has been technical difficulty week, hasn't it?
Oh, yeah, it really has. And I'm sorry about that. I'm pretty sure that when this happens, it's something that I do wrong. And I don't know what it is, but I looked down at my recorder and it wasn't recording. So I don't know where we lost the thread. I apologize, but you guys are great for listening to us anyway.
I'm sure that the part that was lost was the part where we came up with a cure for world hunger. And
yeah.
And now we don't have that recorded, so darn it.
Oh, man.
And world peace. And I had a great idea about curing cancer, too, and I've forgotten
it. Oh, man. Yeah. Yeah, oh. That's what it was. Dang. Oh, well, we'll just have to keep podcasting.
We'll just have to think of it again before next week.
Yeah. Thank you for listening. You guys are the best.
You guys are awesome. And we'll talk to you guys later. Bye.
Bye, bye, bye.
Ah, greasy coffee beans. The only high that's really clean. I like cream in my coffee like a thundercloud. Sugar as sweet as a horn is loud. If you want to break the old routine, grind up some greasy coffee beans. Ah, greasy coffee beans. Greasy coffee beans. Greasy coffee beans.